I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:44. Alfredo Corchado is the Mexico border correspondent for the Dallas Morning News and author of Midnight in Mexico. His latest book is Homelands, Four Friends, Two Countries, and the Fate of the Great Mexican-American Migration. Corchado tells the story of Mexican immigration to the U.S. over the last 30 years from the perspective of four friends who first met in a Mexican restaurant in Philadelphia in 1987. Edmundo Resendez interviewed Corchado about his latest project.
In Midnight in Mexico, you focus on the Mexican drug war. Where is the drug war today in Mexico?
The drug war, I think, is worse than ever. I mean, last year was the highest murder rate, violence in Mexico. It hit almost 30,000 victims. This year, 2018, the first quarter, the numbers are already up by 20%. So we're not headed in the right direction. I think it's headed in the wrong direction. And that might explain why people in Mexico are really looking for real change.
Let's go back to, take us back to 1987, to the Mexican restaurant in Philadelphia. You gathered with three, what at the time were strangers that were Latinos, and you gathered in a Mexican restaurant in Philadelphia. Take us back to that day in 1987.
1987, I was a rookie reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I had just left the El Paso Herald Post. And I remember when I left El Paso, I asked this source. I said, do you know anyone in Philadelphia, anyone who's Mexican? And he said, you know, there might be one Mexican. His name is Primitivo Rodriguez Oseguera. And he works with immigrants. And I wrote that name down, and I thought, this is the guy who might save me from the winter in Philadelphia, et cetera.
And this was before Facebook and social media was around, so you could make connections.
We had rotary phones.
That's right.
You know, dialing that phone, and this guy not answering all the time. I'm thinking, what happened with this guy? You know, maybe he doesn't exist. Finally answers the phone. He says, bueno. I thought, wow, he is Mexican. But through him, we ended up getting together at an Indian restaurant on Saturdays. And then one day, really cold, and I said, you know, I'm really homesick. I really miss my mom's cooking. We just need some salsa, something picante. And he said, oh, I heard of a new restaurant open, Tequilas. And we were both very skeptical because we thought maybe it's a chain restaurant or something. But, you know, we thought, what the heck? And went over Tequilas, and that night we met two other Mexicans or Mexican-Americans, and thus began a long 30-year friendship. I mean, I think we came together because of loneliness, nostalgia, but we came around this one simple question over tequila, which was, you know, how do we fit in? Where do we fit into this country? And I think the place and the time was very important. This was right after Ronald Reagan, President Reagan had offered amnesty, and this was a city where the United States, you know, the birth of a nation.
Your book focuses on the relationship, a 30-year relationship with your friends that you met with at that restaurant, Tequilas. What kind of story can you tell of the Mexican-American migration to the United States?
You know, I refer to it as a fickle country, the United States, in that whenever it's convenient, the Mexicans become scapegoats. But for much of the history, the Mexican worker has been the exception to all the policies against immigrants. I mean, up to the, you know, the present moment is changed, obviously, but throughout history, especially along the Southwest, Mexican workers were needed to pick the crops, to help the Texas side, the New Mexico side, the California side. So, in fact, it was the U.S. employers, particularly in the Southwest, who were opposed to restrictions that limited migration from Mexico. because these men and women from Mexico, I mean, they worked so hard, they were so loyal, that the ranchers would argue that they, you know, they couldn't do it without them. And as the U.S. entered World War II, the cry for Mexican labor increased. That's when the Bracero program began, when 5 million contracts were awarded to Mexicans. And that, I think, you know, has something, is something that has followed the United States forever. I mean, those numbers just continue to grow and grow. And throughout the 60s, the program ended, but the demand for Mexican workers did not end, and it just continued.
Alfredo Corchado will be signing his new book this Wednesday at 5 at Literary Bookshop in El Paso, and on Thursday at 5:30 at Union Cinema. You can hear the entire interview with Corchado on our website.